Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back into the John Chuck Reese Show, live here with you on a Monday evening, 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to leave us a comment. On social media stations, at 929 The Game. Follow myself on Twitter. It's at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90. Well, we're trying to figure out if the NBA season, if and when, it's going to get back cranked up. Of course, we just finished up the Michael Jordan documentary series, The Last Dance. A lot of things to get into with our guest as we head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Basketball Hall of Famer, Atlanta Hawks legend, Fox Sports South broadcaster, Dominique Wilkins joins us. Follow him on Twitter at DWilkins21. And wait a second, actor now on the show Billions? Hold on, Dominique. I mean, are we getting into the acting world now as you're making appearances on Billions?
Well, you know, I'm doing a little bit here and there. You know, I've always done a little bit of acting, but, you know, Billions, you know, the creator of Billions is such a wonderful guy. All those guys are just wonderful people. And, you know, how I really got started in it is through Culture City and Kelly O'Cohen, who plays Dollar Bill on Billions. We became very, very close friends. And, man, it's just a pleasure knowing a lot of those guys. And I had a wonderful time shooting that.
Where does the acting bug come from? Is that something even as a youth you were interested in, or where did that come from?
I've always been into it. I'm kind of an actor, you know, at heart anyway. You know, it's a pretty easy thing. You know, no, I'm just kidding. But, you know, but I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy it. It's fun being around cool people and just, you know, being able to do something a little different in your life. So, yeah, it was cool.
Dominique, man, I got a lot to get into with you here. First off, what do you think about the proposal? 2022 teams potentially is what the NBA is looking at. Do you think that's the right number? Should it be an expanded field? Only the 16 playoff teams? How do you think about the proposal that's coming out now about what the NBA is going to do?
Well, it's hard to say what's the best situation, the best scenario. You know, the commissioner is going to do what's best for the league, best for these guys, and they're trying to put the best platform together that they can. So, you know, whatever comes out, whatever they decide they want to do, you know, we're all going to support that. So everybody wants to see basketball, unfortunately, during these times, being with COVID and these other things going on within these communities around the country, it definitely doesn't help things.
Basketball Hall of Famer and Hawks broadcaster Dominique Wilkins joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Dominique, one of the things I really wanted to get you on over these last few weeks because of the Last Dance documentary, and I want to get your take on this. I mean, when you watch Michael up on TV, and he basically, you know, he buried Patrick Ewing, Reggie Miller, I mean, take your pick, Isaiah, everybody. When you see that as a guy who competed nose to nose with him for all those years, do you find it refreshing? Do you think he's a little bit bitter? How did you take the fact that, you know, he kind of went after so many of your contemporaries, and let's face it, a lot of great players that he kind of just threw under the bus at times?
Well, you know, it was an era that, you know, guys, you know, he wasn't that close of friends, you know. And for whatever reason, he's angry with certain guys. That's an experience that only he experienced, you know, playing against certain guys. And I've had guys, too, that I don't like, you know, to this day. That I don't like, but you know, I think, you know, once your career is over, it's time to let all that go. And but we've lived that era. You know, I know Michael. I've been knowing Michael since he was a freshman in college. We played against one of them, so I know who he is and what he is and how competitive he is. But it is kind of refreshing to let guys see how competitive, how tough it was back then. And you had to be a skilled player to really compete in that era over a long length of time. But, you know, Michael was a man, he was so competitive that it was almost like he was possessed. You know, he wanted to win at all costs. And so you had to meet his spirit, his physicality, and, his will to win. You had to be able to match that each and every night.
Dominique, you guys had the famous dunk contest. Was there a lot of trash? Was there real heavy competition? I mean, what was the dynamic between you and Michael personally?
Yeah, man, you know, the competition was off the charts, how competitive we were. But Mike and I had so much respect for one another, so much respect, and that, you know, it set up for the greatest dunk contest ever. I mean, it's, you know, I don't care what anybody says, but because you had two great players going against each other in their prime, and we both wanted to win. But at the same time, we wanted to give the fans what they came to see that All-Star weekend. That was a dunk contest. But, you know, going to Chicago, I knew it was going to be tough. You know, they have a way of swinging elections, you know.
Dominique Wilkins, Basketball Hall of Famer, Hawks legend, actor, broadcaster, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline on the John Chuckwa Show with you here on a Monday evening. You tore your Achilles and were not able to play on the 92 Olympic team, and you would have been part of that Olympic team, the dream team. Do you have any regrets about the fact that you didn't get a chance to be a part of that and participate with that group of guys?
I mean, yeah, of course. You know, you would love to play with them guys. But, you know, talking to, you know, guys like Clyde Drexler, who's my best friend, you know, we talked many times, and, man, it would have been great to have you there with us, man. And, you know, if you hadn't got hurt, there's no question you would have been there. But, you know, I appreciate all those guys who played, because all those guys I competed against for a very long time. But it was an unfortunate time. I got hurt, but was able to, you know, play on Dream Team 2 later in my career. So, you know, things like that happen. You can't look back on and be bitter about it.
You know, Dominique, I wanted to ask you about that because you were on what was called Dream Team 2, which was a couple of years later. Wasn't the Olympics, mm-hmm. but it was a couple of years later that USA Basketball formed. And it was a real mix of young guys. It was Shaq. It was Alonzo Mourning. I think Sean Kemp, Kevin Johnson, Mark Price, yourself, Joe Dumars.
We had a team.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was all guys that were not. The key thing was, right, they didn't want anybody from the first Dream Team. And you guys, and the team was actually kind of called, it wasn't a media thing. You guys kind of grabbed hold of the moniker of Dream Team 2. Take that team, put them up against the first, what comes out?
Yeah, I mean, you got two great teams. I think the two best teams in Dream Team that have been out there. Man, they were two great teams. It's hard to say, but it'd have been a hell of a game. I can tell you that.
You know, Dominique, the practices are what guys have talked about over the years. That was the fun part. Was it the same thing you guys, especially because you had veterans and younger guys?
Our practice was unreal. I mean, you had Lonzo Mourning and Shaq going. It was like two titans going together. I mean, practice was physical. Man, it was emotional, and we went at each other, you know. But at the end of it all, that pushed us to be the best that we could be, and nobody even came close to competing with us in Dream Team 2.
How about, you know, you were overseas when the 96 Olympics was taking place. You were over in Greece playing. Did you have discussions about coming back home, especially playing in your town in Atlanta for the Olympics? Walk me through, because I don't remember exactly how that all shook out, why you weren't necessarily part of all that. I know you were playing professionally over there, but what happened with all that?
Yeah, that would have been nice. But you know what, man? You know, I was you know, further along in my career. You know, I was doing something different in my life, playing over in Europe. So, you know, I accepted what it was. Of course, I would have loved to play, you know, in that Dream Team in my home. Just, you know, Atlanta is my home. And so that would have been great. But, you know, I have no regrets.
Dominique Wilkins joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Of course, Basketball Hall of Famer, Atlanta Hawks legend, broadcaster. Dominique, we had one of your old teammates, James Banks, on a few weeks ago at UGA. And talk a little bit about, you know, Georgia's run to the Final Four. He was part of that team that was Final Four the year after he left and things like that.
I mean,
you had mentioned about playing Michael in college, and of course, they beat Michael in the tournament. Even back then, was Michael the kind of trash talker, you know, kind of personality that we saw, or was he a different kind of guy back then?
Well, first of all, Michael wasn't a trash talker in college. He just was a performer. I think the Final Four appearance for the Bulldogs, I thought it was set up the year before when we played North Carolina in Greensboro. And we had a chance to win that game. The game went neck and neck back and forth, and that the last 2 minutes, a young kid named Michael Jordan took over those last 2 minutes. He has had a hell of a 2 minutes towards the end of that game. And I thought it made us, and Derek Floyd said it best, it made us believe that we can compete with anybody because we gave them all they wanted, and they were ranked in the top two or three teams in the nation that year, you know. So it set up for them ultimately going to the Final Four next year. And the only regret I have, and I do have that regret, is that if I'd have stayed one more year, I thought we'd have won it all, you know. Because that was a good team. So we knew that we were a good team. We knew that we could win. And so to see them go to the Final Four, I was so proud of. You know, James Banks, who I love like a brother. You know, all of us was close. And I really hated to leave those guys.
I'll ask you the same question I asked him. Does Hugh Durham not get enough credit for how good of a coach he was?
I'm going to tell you, Hugh Durham's one of the best coaches I've ever had in my life, high school, college, or pro. I mean, he was more like a father figure to all of us, man. And to this day, man, I look at him as a father figure. He was a wonderful coach, one of the most underrated coaches, in my opinion, in college basketball.
I believe it. Dominic Wilkins joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Dominic, let's end with this. I got into some arguments with some people. You had the best season in the history of the Atlanta Hawks when you finished second to Larry Bird in the MVP race. You led the league in scoring that year. But I said Trae Young might have had the second best season for an Atlanta Hawk that we've seen with this past season, you know, in the year that he had. Talk to me a little bit about the year that Trae Young had. I mean, obviously cut short because of the pandemic and things like that.
Well, look,
but you look at the numbers.
You,
what an unbelievable season he had.
I tell you what, I love his spirit. I love his swag. I love that it factor that he brings, man. And I haven't felt that way since I played here. And he is a young superstar in the making. But what he brings is a little guy that brings so much toughness. He's fearless. He's very skilled in a lot of different areas, and he's going to do nothing but get better. And he put together a marvelous season, a great season, one of the great best seasons Hawks players have had here. So, you know, I think a lot of him, you know, he's asked a lot of questions of me earlier when he came into the league last year, and I just have a lot of respect for him. And so I told him, I said, you're in this league for a reason. Don't ever second guess or doubt yourself, and you're going to be a star in this league before it's all said and done. And look at what he's become in 2 years.
He's on Twitter at DWilkins21, Basketball Hall of Famer, Atlanta Hawks broadcaster, on the show Billions now. So, you know, an actor to go along with it. Dominic Wilkins joined us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Dominic, can't thank you enough for spending a few minutes with us. Appreciate it as always, and we always look forward to talking to you again.
Okay, guys. Y'all take care. Have a good one.
You got it. Thanks, Dominic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.